careful of tables. Watch your stability grow within to watch and see rainbow labels. A word washed over me. Sitting here watching an episode of Ryan Murphy's Pose. It's the episode of Candy's Funeral that prompted my mind to fill with wonders of prose. Candy's mother tells the ghost of a newly deceased Candy, I wasn't given instructions from the good book on how to love a child like you. She stated, breathing deeply as her tears began to flow. I sat there, plagued yet elated. That's when it hit me.
Rainbow label.
It's the untrainable, debatable, so relatable.
Rainbow label.
Square in the face like a golden fleece moment. Someone has not been enlightened to the instructions in said good book. If she had, she would have known it. It instructs each soul in the Bible in black and white. The way the message comes through, it's enough to cause the self-righteous to fight. Some versions of the good book may have the Lord talking in red to catch the attention. That's not the point of this plight. My father states exceedingly clear in his instruction, throwing down his abundant knowledge like a grand parable. Lyricist, prophetic genius. Pledge it word for word.
Rainbow label.
It's the untrainable, debatable, so relatable.
Your rainbow label.
It's the untrainable,
debatable, so rainbow label.
There's no way she could not know what to do with that kid if she has heard the same message I have heard. In case you are not familiar, no judgment. I love you as you are. Either way, he states, love one another as I have loved you. He doesn't tell you to love them a certain way. It relays the warning messages about judging others, lest you will be judged the same way. If you're good with others judging you for all your devious, dirty sins, go ahead and play that wicked game, player. It's you who will feel the wrath of God and recognize the truth when you get played. It just might be you asking for no judgment or another chance to change as you beg for one more day.
Rainbow labels.
It's the untrainable, debatable, so relatable.
Rainbow labels.
Throw one rock from your glass house. You really throw two, understand that love has no labels, no boundaries, no color, no gender bias. It doesn't say anywhere in that joint that his love discriminates. He doesn't care if you love the same sex soul or another. Heterosexual or not, every soul should be welcomed in your embrace as a brother or a sister. That's an option too. This isn't a matter that can be rectified to save your foolish pride. Address folks the way they prefer. What's it truly gonna cost you? What are you trying to hide? Some folks identify as genderless, fluid, bisexual. If I'm being honest, it's not your business who they choose to love. The point is that they are loved. Period.